All those extra pies had to get eaten, and Anna was more than happy to help out. Probably the only way she would ever be helpful in the kitchen, she thought ruefully. The sound of tires crunching on the gravel driveway told her that her mom was home. Anna dropped the pail and ran around to the front yard to greet her. "Hey, Mom," she yelled. "How come you're so le—" She stopped short. Her mom had a long scratch on her face, and her left arm was in a sling. "Are you okay? What happened?" Mrs. Willard shook her head, grimacing. "I was showing a young couple that old farm way out on Sugar Hollow Road, and like a fool I tried to climb the ladder in the barn and fell." Anna looked at her mom, who was wearing her usual suit and heels. Reasonable clothes for a real estate agent, but not for climbing rickety old ladders. "I should have known better than to go anywhere near a farm," her mom grimaced in pain and went on disgustedly. "As far as I'm concerned, nothing good could ever happen there." Ordinarily, Anna would have protested indignantly. Her favorite place in the world was the family farm where her mom and Aunt Rachel had grown up. Almost every morning she rode her bicycle a mile and a half each way to help milk the cows and tend the chickens. Her three cousins, Brady, Pete, and Eddie, groaned about their chores, but Anna thought the work was fun. Judging from the look on Mrs. Willard's face, though, now was not a good time for an argument. Instead, Anna reached out to take her mom's briefcase. Mrs. Willard yelled, "Get away, you horrible smelly thing!" Anna turned around and saw that Tiffany had followed her into the yard and was now munching on her mom's potted marigolds. Shouting, Anna chased her goat around behind the house and shut her in her pen. She should have anticipated that, as it was that kind of day, filled with problems and ordeals. When she returned, she found her mom sitting on the porch steps. "Hopeless," she said dejectedly. "It's just absolutely hopeless." Examining the marigolds carefully, Anna said, "She only ate a couple." "It's not the marigolds," Mrs. Willard said, shaking her head. "It's the county fair. How am I supposed to make prize-winning pie crust with just one good arm?" Anna had never seen her mother look so dejected. Not stopping to think, she blurted out, "Don't worry, Mom. I'll help you."